Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Please, shall we take our seats? We thank God so much for today. The Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Today, somebody, you will be glad and you will rejoice in the day. You will reap the benefit of today in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. I want to thank the Bishop of the House, the Bishop in charge of Guinea International, for this opportunity. Sir, thank you so much for giving me this exalted altar. Amen. This altar is so exalted. Hallelujah. So I was telling the lady, I wish I could take the small pulpit. Hallelujah. Sir, thank you so much. I don't take it for granted. Mommy, thank you so much. Amen. Mama, Mama, God, thank you. Good to see you once again. Amen. Hallelujah. And then this is the first meeting in the year 2020. The first quarter. Amen. Amen. And God is setting the stage for us today. He's setting the stage for Guinea 2020. Hallelujah. This year 2020, Guinea International is moving forward. You saw higher and higher. A lot of people will come and join. I see a lot of women coming. The name of Guinea International is going far, and people are coming in the name of Jesus. This is how the Lord showed me at the place of prayer. As I was praying, said, this thing, as you are seeing it like this, it's going to grow beyond leaps and bounds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's going to bring liberty to a lot of women. Yokes will be broken. Women will be delivered. Hallelujah. And it will be a place of defense for women. I saw it will be a place of defense for women. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We say you are the only most wise God. There is none like unto you. Among the gods, there is none, O Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you for this day. Thank you for this year 2020. Thank you for this first quarter. Thank you for this third month. Thank you for Guinea International. Thank you for this first meeting, O God. Father, have your own way, O Lord. We commit this gathering into your hand. For your word declares that unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Do that only which you can do. Have your own way in our midst, Spirit of God. Let your will brood over us today. In the name of Jesus, breathe your name upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, breathe your name upon us this morning. In Jesus' name, do that only you can do. In the name of Jesus, Father, I commit my members into your hand. Use me as a vessel, O God, to the glory of your name. Let me decrease and let Jesus alone increase. Let your glory and your glory alone be seen in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Women, are we there? Amen. I said, God is setting the tone for Guinea International 2020. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord is going to touch you today. You will not live here the same. For nobody comes into his presence and goes back the same. Amen. The Lord will touch you. There will be a change. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been given the topic to speak to, that the woman that fears the Lord. It's a good start. Tell your neighbor, Guinea International, it's a good start. The woman that fears the Lord. Amen. You see, when you are starting the year with the woman that fears the Lord, hey, That means God is going to arrange everything for you very well to sail you through till December. Are we getting it? So the woman that fears the Lord, this one is the Spirit of the Lord that brought this topic. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't just come. Amen. I believe the bishop received it from the Spirit of God. Amen. The woman that fears the Lord. The woman that fears the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 31. You know, when I had the letter, Bishop, I thought I was going to see a scripture in connection. There wasn't a scripture in connection to the topic. I said, well, I know what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Proverbs 31, verse 30. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. We all know this scripture about the virtuous woman, the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised, isn't it? But this one, God wants you to, that the woman who fears the Lord. It's not talking about the virtuous woman. Yes, we'll talk about the virtuous woman, but the woman who fears the Lord. The woman who fears the Lord. He says, charm is deceitful. Beauty is passing. You see, if you know somebody in the year, maybe Miss Ghana 2040. When you see Miss Ghana 2040, 1940, today, she'll be an old woman, isn't it? The beauty, the charm. And women, we are so preoccupied with our appearance, with our beauty. We want to look so charming. We want to look so attractive, isn't it? But here, the Lord is placing emphasis that the woman who fears the Lord. Yes, it's good to look good. I'm not saying don't look good. It's good to look good. But your emphasis should be on the spiritual, the inner appearance. Are we getting it? Your emphasis should be, you must place value on your inner appearance. That is, it says, but the woman, charm is deceitful. Beauty is passing. But the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. You have given an addition to that she shall be praised. If you fear the Lord, should you be praised? Huh? Oh, yes. God is encouraging us that if you fear him, we shall be celebrated. Are we getting it? Our life will be a life of commendation and approval. That is celebration. If somebody celebrates you, praises you, the person is celebrating you, is recommending you to somebody, oh, this person's life is of commendation. I can approve this person to you, isn't it? Yes. She shall be praised. So women, we must fear the Lord. It says the woman who fears the Lord. So the fear of God is very important. What type of fear am I talking about? I'm not talking about that fear that paralyzes you, that stifles you, that you cannot do anything. I know a man, he has fear for heights, okay? And he worked with Ghana Airways. He had an opportunity to travel outside. Because he has fear for heights, he was not able to travel. To travel till he retired. Are we getting it? Some people have fear for darkness. They cannot sleep without the light being on. Isn't it? I'm not talking about those kind of fear. No. Are we getting it? I'm not talking about that type of fear. Fear of your boss. Fear of somebody. Fear of this thing. No. But I'm talking about the fear of the Lord. The fear is the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is an attitude of reverence and deep respect for God. An attitude of reverence and deep respect for God. You know, in a house, our children, they fear their daddies more than us, isn't it? If the father is not in the house, you are calling the person is in there. She's not going to respond. Meanwhile, the person is there. Oh, come and wash the dishes. Come and wash the dishes. She's hearing you shouting, but she's not responding. But if the daddy is around, hey, I'ma go and wash the dishes. One time. Yes. And you know, when you have deep respect for somebody, you don't want to misbehave before the person. Oh, yes. If you have deep respect for somebody, you don't want to misbehave before the person. But this year, 2020, we want to have that deep reverential fear for the Lord. We don't want to take the Lord for granted. We don't want to be familiar with him. It's like we, the charismatic, we have become so familiar with him. We have become so familiar with him. But 2020, please, change your modus operandi. The way you operate, the way you behave towards God, change it. Are we getting it? The year 2020, we must not be familiar with God. Some of us, we have become so familiar with God that when you are praying, somewhere your phone will ring and you pick it. Hey, it's like God has become our classmates. God has become our co-equal, isn't it? No, it shouldn't be so. Beloved, I said, it shouldn't be so. Number one definition, I said, the fear of God, it's an attitude of reverence and deep respect for God. You stand in awe of him, the great God of the universe, the Most High God, the I am that I am. It's like he has become something to us. But we want to change our focus this year. We want to change the way we look at God. We want to change the way we behave towards the things of God. You see, if you have reverence for God, the things of God matters to you. You place premium, you place value on the things of God. You place value on the work of God. You place premium on the house of God. Isn't it? Yes. Let's go to second definition. Second definition says what? It says, the fear of the Lord is the desire to live in harmony with God's word and to honor him in all that we do. The desire to live in harmony with God's word and to honor him in all that we do. The desire to live in God's word. What does it mean? You want to live in accordance with the word of God. You want the word of God to become your standard. You want the word of God to guide you. You want the word of God to lead you. Are we getting it? That is the fear of the Lord. We want the word of God to lead you. You see, the word of God is God's will, God's desire, and God's plan for us. Please keep this. The word of God is what? God's will, God's desire, and God's plans for us. If you want to know God's will for you, get into the word of God. These days, no quiet time. No study of the Bible. Oh, yes. Gone were the 80s, where people would wake up and do their quiet time before going to work. Where people would wake up and have that one-on-one koinonia with the Lord. That fellowship with the Lord. This time we want to rush. We want to beat the traffic. We want to get to the office quick. When I get to office, I'll do my quiet time. I'll do it in the car. Hey. Hey. Tell your neighbor, hey. Fear God. Woman, fear God. Woman, fear God. Are we getting it? Yes. You want to live in harmony with the word of God. You want to walk in the way God wants you to walk. When you do this, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says so. This is the whole duty of man. Fear God and obey his commandments. When you do this, fear God and obey his commandments. Hallelujah. Let me be watching my time too. Seems I have a lot to say. I said God's word reveals his plans, his will, his desire for us. Amen. You want to know God's desire for you? Get to the word of God. Eh? Women, do we want to know God's desire? Get to the word of God. If you can't read, get an audio Bible. Listen to it on your phone. Amen. Not to be listening to some radio station is only kokonsa. No. Hallelujah. So I saw I'm setting the stage. It reveals God's will, God's plan, and God's desire. Amen. If you want to fear God, you must please God. To fear God is to please God. That is number three. Maybe I'll just leave the rest. I don't want to continue because of my time. I want to get to other issues. If you want to fear God, please God. To please God is to obey the word of God. To please God is to hearken to his word. To please God is to do as he wants you to do. Love what God loves, hate what God hates. I said what? Love what God loves and hate what God hates. If God hates being married to a woman, you are a woman, you want to be married to a woman, why should you go and be married to a woman? You must hate it, isn't it? Yes. To please God, God hates it. God frowns upon it. You hate what God hates and love what he loves. That is the fear of God. We want to look. Oh, Proverbs 8:13. If you are there, you can read for me. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, evil ways, and the perverse mouth I hate. The fear of the Lord is to hate. Oh, the fear of the Lord is to do what? Hate evil. As simple as that. Simpliciter, isn't it? Yes. As simple as that. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You don't want to go the way others are going. You want to have respect for God's word. You want to respect the word of God. No matter the situation, regardless of your condition, you want to obey God's word. That is the fear of the Lord. That if even they will chop my head, it's better I obey God than. There will be women. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus 1, 15 to 17. Exodus chapter 1, 15 to 17. Do we have it there? Okay, let me read it myself here. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you kill him. But if it is a daughter, she shall live. But the midwives feared. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?" Hey, are you seeing it? Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? The Hebrew women, midwife, they knew that killing somebody's child is evil. It doesn't show the fear of them. The Bible declares that they feared God. They feared God. And the midwife said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth to give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives." Have you seen it? "Therefore, God did all dealt well with the midwives." God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was because the midwives, again, verse 21, feared God, that he provided household for them. Hallelujah. Are you seeing a woman who fears the Lord? This one, they don't have any covenant with our God, but they feared God. The Egyptian midwives, they feared God. So they had rather obey God than to obey the king of Egypt. Are we getting it? They had rather obey God than to obey the king of Egypt. You are in an office and somebody brings a deal. You know this deal, you shouldn't do it. You got involved. Meanwhile, you are a tongue-speaking believer. You are a child of God. Why should it be so? The fear of the Lord is not there. There was this lady who was working in one of these banks. She was a cashier. She was doing her duties very well. Until one day, the husband told her, "Honey, be bringing some money so that we can be getting some properties." And foolishly, she also agreed. So at the counter, I don't know how she was getting the money. But one day, when the inspectors came, they realized, no, somebody's account has been broken into. Are we getting it? So they traced and they located the lady. Today, as I speak, the lady is in Sawam. Are we getting it? So to fear God is to depart from evil. To fear God is to depart from evil. If somebody brings an idea, no matter who the person is, no matter the person, how you feel shy of the person, if it is evil, don't kowtow to it. Are we getting it? This year, 2020, God has so many good things in it for us. But if somebody, and the devil also has a lot of plans against the people of God, if somebody brings a contract to you, and you know this contract is negative, don't kowtow to it. Don't bow to that contract. Say away. Don't give in to it. Are we getting it? Yes. The women, they fear God. So they didn't kill their children. And God, you see, God sees everything. Oh. God is with us everywhere. Oh. God is with us. With us everywhere. Before you go and remove your skirt for that boy at that hotel, God is there. Are we getting it? Yes. They would think as if God didn't see it, but God saw it. And God dealt well with them. God blessed them. Are we getting it? So know that wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, God is there with you. Tell your neighbor, wherever you find yourself, God is there with you. God is there with you. It's like sometimes we are not conscious that the Lord is with us. So we just do things anyhow. No. 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 So this one, yeah, let me go and turn one round and come. Hey. Mercy for us. Mercy for us. Are we getting it? Yes. I believe you have all understood the concept of the fear of the Lord. Have you? Have you? Should I proceed? I don't have much time, so I want us to look at the characteristics of the woman that fears the Lord. The characteristics of the woman that fears the Lord. Are we getting it? You see, if they say a character, something that is typical of a person, that is the characteristics of somebody who fears the Lord. Are we getting it? Somebody who fears the Lord. Number one characteristic is she's a holy person. The woman that fears God lives a holy life, lives uprightly, lives a holy life, lives uprightly, lives a holy life, lives uprightly. Are we getting it? Psalm 15. Psalm 15. Give me Psalm 15.
1-5.
Who may abide in your tabernacles? Who may dwell in your holy hills? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Are we getting it? He who walks upright, who will dwell in your holy hills? Who will want to dwell with the presence of the Lord? Who will want God to be with him? Who will want to be in the fellowship of God, in the presence of God 24/7? The one who lives uprightly. Are we getting it? This year, God's demand for your life is high. Are we getting it? God's demand for your lifestyle, for your Christian walk is high. God is demanding of you to have a walk with him, to have a fellowship with him, to have a relationship with him. You can't say you fear God and not have relationship with the God you are fearing. Are we getting it? You must walk uprightly. You must walk holy. You must live a life devoid of sin. You see, when we say a woman who fears God, that doesn't mean the person is so perfect. No. But this person is committed to the truth. Am I speaking to somebody? Am I speaking to somebody? You are committed to the truth of the word of God. Are we getting it? Yes. I'm not saying that you should be 100% perfect, that you are, hey, you cannot even hurt a fly. No. But you are committed to the word of God. You are committed to live in accordance with the word of God. You want to walk uprightly. You want to walk holy. The woman that fears the Lord. You not say that she takes the things of God seriously. She walks with the Lord. She has fellowship with God. She's not living a lifestyle that you cannot testify about this person. That, hey, is she a Christian? You are in an office and people don't even know that you are a believer, that you are a child of God. You cannot invite one person to Ghana International because they don't know about you, whether you are a Christian, whether you are this. No, nobody cannot testify about you. Are we getting it? Yes, but you want to live uprightly. You want to live a holy life. You want to believe in the Lord. Are we getting? You want to obey God no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. You want to live for God. You want to do a live for God. You want to live for God. If God says it, yes, I am for it. Is that it? I saw, if God says it, yes, I am for it. If God says fast, yes, I am for it. If God says study your word, yes, I am for it. If God says sow a seed, yes, I am for it. If God says come to church, yes, I am for it. Come to fellowship, yes, I am for it. You want to walk with the Lord. You want to walk uprightly, walking rightly with him. Uprightness, hallelujah. You want to walk with the Lord. You want to show that you are a believer. You want to be show God to know that you fear him. That is number one characteristic. Are we getting it? 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 17. That is not the scripture I'm looking for. Am I reaching somebody? Is the word reaching you? Is the word reaching you? Amen. 1 Kings 17, 8 to 11. The widow of Zarephath. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, yes, let's go. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow to provide for you. And he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called her and said, please, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. Are we getting it? The Lord said, I've spoken to a widow to provide for you. Hey, are we getting it? This widow, that was her last meal. But the Lord said, I've spoken to her. Go there. Go to Zarephath. She will provide for you. You see, anytime God wants to you to release your last, give sacrificially. That means God has a plan for you. God has something new for you. God is taking you to another level. That is why she says, sow that seed. Do that thing. Give it to him. Provide for this man of God. Amen. Assuming this widow did not provide for the man of God, what would have happened? Oh, tell me, what would have happened? Yeah. She and her son would have died. God wanted to preserve the life of this woman and the son. And she said, oh, give. Anytime, it will be given. Okay? So she gave to the man of God, and God sustained, preserve their life till the famine was over. Are we getting it? Number two. Psalm 15. Let's go there. Psalm 15. Psalm 15, verse 3. 2 and 3. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Are we getting it? She walks uprightly and speaks the truth. She works righteousness. She works faithfully. Amen. Now, number two characteristics of a woman that fears God is faithfulness in her walk with God. She works the works of righteousness, faithfulness in her walk with God. You cannot say you are walking with God and you are not faithful to the house of God, to the things of God. Are we getting it? You don't pay your tithes to the house of God. You don't come to fellowship once a while, then you come once. No. Are we getting it? Faithfulness has now become an endangered species in the house of God. 1 Corinthians 4, it says, it is required of a steward that a man be found. Oh, it is required of a steward that a woman be found. Oh, good, good. You are a good student. It is required of stewards that a woman, we are using a genetic, okay, that a woman be found faithful. You must walk with God faithfully. We must walk with God faithfully. The woman that fears God walks with God faithfully. Are we getting it? Your yes is yes. You don't want to live the life of sin. No. You are walking with him faithfully. Being committed to the things. You are excited at God. You can't say you are serving God and you are not excited about God. Have you seen that before? Oh, yes. Somebody, there was a time I was praying with one woman and the woman told me that as we were praying, the woman said, Eradie, I was praying to her, she was also praying. But I heard what she was saying. Eradie, I don't know, one mommy a cash my tarie, one mommy a carbon me duku. Hey! Are you accusing God? If you are in debt, it's not God. Are we getting it? If you find yourself in some kind of trouble, it's not God. You have an enemy, somebody who doesn't want it well for you. It's not God. Amen. So after everything I told him, my woman, please, God does not bring debts on us. God even frowns on borrowing. So if you are owing somebody, God even doesn't like. So he quickly make a way for you. But it is not the God who has caused you to be in debt. Are we getting it? Because of the lack, we don't know the word. We pray non-slap prayer sometimes. The, hey, what have you, hey, eka ashemi shu, eka ashemi atariye, abomi duku. Hey, how can you describe yourself like that? Say what you, say what you want. Don't go, you see, when you go before God, don't go and just be complaining before God. God, I need a child. Bless me with a child. Bless me with a man child. Don't just go and be talking. And for 10 years, I've not given birth and this and that. Yesterday morning, somebody called me. Said, oh, have you heard about this person? I said, no. And the person, what is it? What have I done that God is not giving me a husband? I said, eh? I said, it's not God, though. Eh? I've sown seed. I've done this. God wants it well for you, my beloved. God wants it well for you than even you want for yourself. God wants it well for you. He wants you to live a life of peace, a life of joy. He wants you to serve him with gladness. Not to be in pain and be murmuring. No. And I'm also seed. And I'm a day. And I'm a hey. I said, I beg you. All these things you have done it unto the Lord. Don't use it. And the guy is wasting my time. She doesn't want me. I said, hey, please. Don't go there. It's like we have become so familiar. So this time, this year 2020, we want to change our mode of operation with God. We want to reverence him. We want to walk with him in fear, in that fear of reverence, of deep respect for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three characteristics. Psalm 15. She does not... He who does not backbite with her tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he pick up a reproach against his friend. Are we getting it? The woman that fears the Lord keeps her mouth. Keep what? Her mouth. You don't speak by heart. You don't backbite. You are not a gossip. Don't go and be a gossip. Get something serious doing. If you don't have anything to do, worship the Lord. If you don't have anything to do, go and pray. Oh, yes. Don't go and be on the phone and be chatting and be doing this. Now social media has taken our time. Oh, yes. You can be on any time till 12 midnight. You won't sleep. If you don't have a worship God. You see, young ones like this. This is the time of serve God as never before. Be crazy for the Lord. Serve him. You marry and be having children. You can't have time so much for him. So this is that now that you are single, make the most out of it for the Lord. Pray and pray. Steady and steady. Worship and worship. Are we getting it? I remember those days when we closed from church on Sundays when I was single. I would go to my room and be on my bed for 1 hour. I would pray 1 hour, 2 hours before I come out. I'm single. I don't have anywhere to go. Monday, I'll go to work. What again? I've gotten something to eat. Those days, there wasn't phone like this time. Are you getting it? So this time, the phone will take your attention. Oh, let me check this thing. Oh, this person has sent me a WhatsApp. Let me check it. And then you look at the first one. You go to the next one. You go to the next one. No. Make time for God. Keep your mouth. I said, well, keep your mouth. If you have an issue, talk to God. I said, if you have an issue, talk to God. Cry before God. Tell your bishop. Tell your pastor. Confide in your pastor, a spiritual leadership. Are we getting it? Don't go and be saying, and God has done this to me, and this person has done this, and because he's paying our people. No! The woman that fears the Lord does not gossip, does not backbite, does not do evil to people. You don't go and take somebody's husband. You don't go and snatch somebody's this thing. No. You want to focus on your work with God. There was this lady. She was not married. She was elderly. She had a boyfriend. And the boyfriend was married. She had a wife. And this guy was providing for her. She got a shop. Well furnished. Accommodation. Well furnished. Lo and behold, this lady came to know the Lord. She accepted the Lord and started going to church. One day, the man came to the house and she told the man, "Oh, this thing that we have been doing, we can't do it again. I found Jesus." The man thought she was joking. The man left. The following day, the man came again. Said, "Yes, we can't do it again. This thing, no. We can't do it again." So the man got annoyed and collected the keys of the shop. Are we getting it? The third day, he came again. The woman was in the house. And then the guy came with a truck to come and pack all the things she has bought for her. Are we getting it? This lady continued serving, even though it was difficult for her. Money for food was a problem. But she said, "This Jesus that I have found, I'd rather trust in Jesus than to trust in man. I'd rather put my confidence in God than put my confidence in man." Are we getting it? So one day she was in town. She met an old schoolmate, a lady who has been stayed in Canada. I said, "Oh, I've come back. Oh, I'm staying at this place." "Oh, then take my number. Come and look for me." She went and looked for the lady. That was after some time. Okay, it took some time. It wasn't then and then, no. No, it took some time. And the lady said, "Oh, so what are you doing? What do you want to do?" She said, "Well, I want to do business. I need such an amount." The lady gave her the money. And she started. And as I speak, then she was able to buy all the things the man took away from her. Are we getting it? So, woman, let the Lord be your confidence. You are a single parent. You are hard up. You want money. Your son is going to school. Your daughter is going to school. That doesn't mean you should go and sin. No. Are we getting it? No. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says what? The Bible says what? Oh, this one is a must know scripture. Ah, somebody must quote it, Baba. Yes.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is able to provide for you. He is able to make a way for you. He is able to open doors where there are closed doors. He is able. He is able. This year 2020, as the issues come out, stand strong for the Lord. Stand for him. Stand for him. Stand for him. Stand for him. Don't compromise. No. Don't give away your inheritance. Don't give away your birthright. No. No. That's where the men take advantage of. No. It's like you're a woman, you're always in need, so you must come. No. If you trust in the Lord, if you put your all and all in the Lord, I tell you, I've walked with this God. Hey, I've walked with him. I've walked with him. I've walked with him all these years since my youth. He has never disappointed me. And he will not disappoint you. Our God will not disappoint you. He is so faithful to fail. He is too faithful. And this year I've come to tell you that God is faithful. And he will be faithful to you. This year 2020, God will be faithful to you. God will be faithful to you. God will be faithful to you. He will not fail you. He will not fail you. He will not put you to shame. He's a faithful God. What is it that he cannot provide for you? What is do you want that he cannot do for you? He will make a way. That's why he will make a way. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way for you. I've seen him open way, open doors, making ways for people. He will make a way for you. He will make a way for you where it looks impossible. Oh, for the things that are impossible with men, with our God it is possible. For we serve a God with whom all things are possible. We serve a God with whom all things are possible. He is the faithful one. He is the faithful one. He is the faithful one. As the years go by, hey, as the years go by, as the months go by, we enter into June, July, August, and the issues be, trust the Lord. Look out upon to him. Cast your cares upon him. He will care for you. Cast your care upon him. Put your trust in him. Put your faith in him. He will do it for you. As well, he will do it for you. He will do it for you. He is a faithful God. Rakapaya baba. Hey, I don't think I can finish this message today. Lord help me. Hallelujah. Oh, shapa hataya. Hey, kapandiri bikapa. Haya mukapa. Li kutaya brahata. Ma kapusa kataya. Oh, shaka. Li kapa. Brantukua. Rata pahata. In the name of Jesus. Yataha. Thank you, Spirit of God. Ya papa papa. What number am I on? Number four. Number four. I said the woman that fears the Lord is a woman, a person of integrity. A person of what? Integrity. Your yes is yes. Your no is no. You mean what you say. And you say what you mean. Are we getting it? Faithfulness. You are faithful. You are honest. The woman that fears the Lord, you are sincere. You are truthful. Are you getting it? You are honest. You are real. You are genuine. Let your service to God be genuine. Let your serving God be what? Genuine. Are we getting it? Don't let it be kululu. Let it be genuine. Be faithful to him. Be faithful to him. A person of integrity. You don't lie to your husband. Meanwhile, you have a child somewhere. This guy doesn't know. Oh, there was a time we knew a guy who was dating a lady. And this lady was saying an area where we knew somebody there. And the person said, this lady, they have removed her womb. But the guy doesn't know. So we told the guy, if you know the guy, then go and tell him. Say, yes, the guy is my friend. I'm afraid to tell him. So no, tell him. If he wants to marry the guy, the lady, and believe God for womb, yes, it is possible. But for the lady to hide it from him is not good. You see, young ladies, if you are here and a guy comes to propose to you, don't hide anything from him. If you have a child, let him know you have a child. If you come from someone, let him know that's where you come from. These people are just lying. They don't want the truth. As well, they don't want the truth. Oh, yes. They don't want the truth. Let the guy know. If you have prayed and know that this is my soulmate, this is why somebody that the Lord is giving to me. And you know that you know that you know. These days, they don't even pray. God, not like our days. You do 3 days fasting dry, seeking the face of the Lord to know the will of God for who to marry. They say, you yourself, you are even enticing the person to come. You are enticing the guy to come. You get it? No. Make time. Seek the Lord. There was one lady I met. Apparently, a guy has come. And she doesn't know how to seek the Lord. I said, get into prayer. Ask God. Do prayer of inquiries. Ask God, is this guy for me? God, this is the guy who has come to propose. Tell God as it is. Are we getting it? Let him know. And he will answer. If the guy is for you, God will let you know. Sensitivity to the spirit. These days, our senses, we have sold it to so many things, social media. Are we getting it? But it's high time we arise to God. Bishop, my time is up, eh? Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. It's high time we arise to seek the face of God, to grow in the things of God, to be sensitive to God. Are we getting it? To be sensitive to Him. If you are dating a guy, the guy shouldn't say, if you love me, then let me do the thing. Hey, why? And you know it is wrong. That is fornication. You don't just give yourself cheaply. No. Hey, woman, are you there? Treasure. You are a treasure. Okay? So value. God places value on you. That's why whosoever finds, they must look for you. Don't just go and be giving yourself to the guys. There was this guy in a church, a big church. He has proposed to one lady. And he was able to lure the lady and slept with the lady. And the lady got pregnant. And before we realized, she has gone to propose to another lady and taking the lady to the office to go and show to the office, remember that this is the person I want to marry. The other lady heard of it. She ran there with weeping. She was weeping bitterly. Who has done this to you? Who has caused you this? Are we getting it? So let's put premium on ourselves. Let's put treasure. Let's value. Woman, I said, let's value ourselves. Don't let any younger person come and tell you this. And because you want to hear sweet words. Sweet words, tell yourself that you are looking beautiful. Tell yourself. Are we getting it? Now we tear your soko. You can't be I won't take. You got it? Can't you not fear no no? Dabi. Okay, Kaya. Kajeme no maya. Are we getting it? Yes. My time is up. Let me be a good girl. Not, oh. We have not finished with the qualities. We're going to look at the benefit and then how to acquire the fear of the Lord. But wherever we have gotten, the Lord bless us. Hallelujah. I believe we have gotten something. I believe we have gotten something. Bishop, can you give me 5 minutes? I want to end up on one note. I want to end up on one note. As for that one, please. The woman that fears the Lord is the woman that exhibits love. Love. You show love. You are a person of love. You love people. You are a people person. Are we getting it? You are selfless. You are sacrificial. Are we getting it? These days, in the church, love has become something. But the Bible declares in John 13, 35. Give me that scripture. John 13, 35. John 13, 35. By this man, all men shall know that you are my disciple by showing love to one another. Loving one another. Men shall know that you are my disciple. Love is very important. Our God is a God of love. I want to leave us on this note that loving God and loving your neighbor is very important. Loving God and loving your neighbor is very, very important. Are we getting it? Love has become something in the house of God, but we must learn to love each other. Okay? By this all men shall know that ye are my disciples. The woman that loves, that fears God, shows love to the people of God. If you love God, God loves his people. So love the people of God. Are we getting it? If you come to church, love. Come with free open heart. Love people. And focus on your service to God. Are we getting it? Above all, the woman that fears the Lord is a woman who is submissive to the Lord and submissive to the husband. That is where we go to Proverbs 31. But God bless us. We thank God for today. Please be upstanding. We want to enter into a time of prayer that the spirit of the fear of the Lord shall fall upon us. This year 2020, this is our maiden meeting, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord, oh Lord, in Isaiah 11, that we have what is called the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord can be learned. It can be learned in the word of God. But we want to pray this morning that, oh Lord, baptize us with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Place upon us the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That this year 2020, as the months go by, we will walk day by day. We will walk in the fear of the Lord. We will walk in the fear of the Lord. We will walk in the fear of the Lord. Place upon us the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Begin to pray. Please say this after me. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, today I ask of you, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I ask of you. Place upon me.
Place upon my life.
The spirit. Of the fear of the Lord.
Help me.
To walk.
In the fear of the Lord.
Help me. To serve you. In the fear of the Lord.
Help me.
To walk in love.
Help me.
To be submissive.
Help me.
To be faithful.
To live a holy life for you this year.
To be committed to the things of you. In the name of Jesus.
I ask for your help.
I ask for your help.
Oh Lord.
I cannot help myself.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the spirit. Oh Shabo, Zayandi Bikapa. Oh Mamma.
papa, hosta kaya papa papa papa, lebra kapaya papa, la brakatoria basia, o shakataya papa, rakatoria papa derebelebe, la bronde kapa, la prende rebe, la prende rebe kapa, hey kapaya, hey kapaya, hey kapaya, hey kapaya, hey kapaya, randa rabasia, o shakataya, let there be the release of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Oh my Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, release upon us the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that we shall walk in that revelation fear. We shall walk with your way. We shall walk obeying you. We shall walk, oh, obeying everywhere, every leading of your spirit. Oh, Mahandelebe Kapa, pay, 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 Kapaya, pay, Kapaya, pay, Kapaya, Ayandarabala, Ahandarabala, 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 oh, Sakataya, oh, Papa, 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 release this grace upon us, O Lord. Release the grace of the fear of the Lord upon us in the name of Jesus. Pay, 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 pay. Oh, Sakaturia, Papa, Libra, Kabo, La Bende, Rebecca, Pass, oh, Sakaya, Papa, 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 Papa,